When you do what?
When I do alignment with people, when I do energy work with people, the sounds come through me. So that's how I communicate on energy level, through sounds and ancient languages or ancient tongues. And it feels... The ancient languages, when I talk to people, when they are on the treatment table, it feels much more appropriate. It feels that it explains through emotions.
Well, what you're really talking about, first of all, you're tuning in. We keep talking about the same thing all day here today, don't we? On a vibrational level through your vortex. So yes. You're tapping into this energy stream that cannot be communicated through words. You yes. are communicating vibrationally. And the reason that you're being inspired to those sounds that you're making, it's a wonderful thing when you think about it. If you were to say words to them, we talked here as we began, do you want to just jump right into it, or do you want us to warm you up? And the reason that we were wanting to begin there is as we come together collectively, then as we move forward, everyone moves forward collectively into the new space. In other words, we don't leave someone scratching their head and wondering what's going on. And it's interesting, as many people that are here for the first time for one of these gatherings, they are remarkably up to speed with what we're talking about, you see. So the benefit that you are providing when you are doing this energy work and when you're making these sounds is that you're not offering words that are amplifying any resistance. You're not talking about their problems. You're not trying to get them to understand who you are. In other words, there's a certain amount of alignment that has taken place or they wouldn't be there with you to begin with, but you're not doing anything that amplifies resistance. You're doing everything that lowers resistance. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything that raises alignment, and you're doing nothing that reduces alignment, yes. you see. And it is our expectation that more and more as you're doing that, thoughts are occurring to you. But we want you to understand that when the thought occurs, there's nothing wrong with you expressing the thought as it occurs. Mm-hmm. Source within you is providing this amplification of energy, but you couldn't be receiving it if you weren't vibrationally in alignment with it. It's sort of like Esther, as she was beginning to receive us through the typewriter, or anyone who is receiving through automatic writing. We're not pushing your pencil. We are offering the impulse to you that you are translating, you see. And so as you relax more and accept that you are the vortex through which you are translating the energy, you're really, you see, you're not a vortex that's summoning a big pile of energy like jumper cables from automobile to automobile and then zapping it into their electronic system. Nothing like that is happening. They are the summoner of everything that's flowing through you to them, you see. As in this discussion that we've already had here today, you are like the cooperative vortex that is just help enhancing their expectation of receiving the energy in a stronger way. And so the words that you want to speak to them are words such as, you do not need me for this. I'm only an enhancer of the connection that you already have going on between the physical you and the non-physical you. And all kinds of things are occurring to you. Breathe deeply and speak them softly.
But these ancient tongues, what I speak, so it's not today's language. It's a very old language which I have understanding only when I'm in altered state. And
That is happening, do you ever have an awareness of a thought?
Yes, sometimes.
Is it in an ancient language, or are you translating into the language that you understand?
I translate in the language.
That's the point that we're making.
Yeah.
And it is appropriate when those thoughts occur to you to speak them.
Yes, yes.
The ancient language is the language of vibration.
Yes.
In other words, it isn't that you are speaking or receiving an ancient language that if you could find some ancient civilization, you could speak it and they would understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're speaking the language of vibration, the language of music, the language of sound, the language of vibration, the language of alignment.
Yes. But what is interesting, that what happened once, that the lady told me, well, that's interesting. I talked this language to my dog. Nobody ever heard that.
The dog speaks it all the time.
Somehow it feels like that I'm an amplifier for the energy what they already have.
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely. And if you notice that sometimes it flows easily through you and sometimes not.
Yeah.
And do you realize that it's not about you, it's about them?
Yes, absolutely.
And
yes.
So, and if in those cases you just let it be whatever it is,
yes.
then you have a pleasant experience and their vibration improves.
Yes.
But if you worry about them not getting what you want them yeah. to have, then you get the yeah. backlash of that and you
yes.
are tired when it's over. Have you yes. noticed?
Yes. And what happens, sometimes they fell asleep for 3 hours. I cannot wake them up, and they have very rapid eye movement. You know, and they feel wonderful when they wake up. But sometimes I wonder, like, what's happening?
Well, you see, most people, when they lie down to sleep, mm-hmm. they're already in a place of somewhat resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to sleep, your vibration stays right where it was as you went to sleep. When you wake mm-hmm. up, it's right where you were. So you're bringing them into a vibrational alignment, and then as they're going off to sleep,
mm-hmm.
they're sleeping from their place of alignment. It's
oh,
a wonderful
yes.
thing.
Yes.
We are being summoned off the stage.
Yes.
Good time
Thank
for
you.
A segment of refreshment. We are continuing.